Stratus.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar, The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening to The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this lie they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And TNA.
Look at these bookmarks they found me.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put something
yeah.
like that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you got to be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best, we're best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm going to help you with this. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
How? What?
I'm going to borrow your pad. I'm going to check out the rest of
the pads.
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute. Wait.
The bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God. It's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God. It's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome everybody to another edition of The Rack Extra, the Total Divas review show, as myself and Lindsay Ward are here to review episode 5 of the season, which means we're halfway through, so time for some drama, time for some laughs, time to make fun of people, and just have fun. That's what Total Divas is all about. So we'll get into all the drama that is week 5, episode 5 of Total Divas, right here, right after this break. Stay tuned.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns.
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all-around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
All right, so we are back. Welcome to the Rack Extra edition. And we are currently waiting for it to start as we see a Kardashian sacked out in a chair. But, well, now we're right into it where we have Eve Marie and JoJo putting bronze around each other to go to the gym.
And she goes, maybe John Cena will be down there. You never know.
Honey, you're engaged. Who goes to the gym to pick up men? Seriously, who does that? Like, she's not even got a ring on. Like, seriously.
Now they're in the gym trying to wrestle each other. After they bronze each other up, they're now putting each other in headlocks.
It's a Roman!
It's a Roman Reigns.
A fully dressed, covered Roman. I love that.
They now met Roman Reigns. They're like, we just made a fool of ourselves in front of Roman Reigns. Uh-oh. Eva Marie likes a Roman. Uh-oh.
Yeah, honey, you gotta contend with the fangirls first. They'll take you down.
So we had a wild Roman as to in the opening scene of Total Divas this week.
I love how he's like fully, and I mean fully clothed, like long sleeve shirt and pants to the gym. Dude does not like to show off.
And now we have TJ and Natty in the pool together.
Aww, they're so cute. Uh-oh, mommy's on the phone. It's TJ's mom. And he ducks into the pool.
Oh, she doesn't like the mother-in-law. Ooh.
And now they're debating about whether to stay with his mother or stay in a hotel, and she's going, I don't want to stay with your mom.
I already have the hotel book, but the mother wants them to stay with them. You You can always stay with Tim. He has plenty of room.
Yeah, I can't picture Natty and TJ sacking out on Tim's couch.
They don't want to share a bed with TJ's mom.
Dude, don't you?
No.
Like, I'm sorry, you know, there's something wrong with sleeping in the same bed as your mother-in-law. There's just something really wrong with that.
There is a lot wrong with that.
And then she throws him in the pool.
Yeah.
Go, Natty.
Now we're in we're in New York City with the fuckadackles.
And we see the tension beginning to build between the Funkadactyls as Trinity's trying to get it together and Ariane is ready for the day.
Ariane wants, let's go shopping! Yay! Ariane's really smiling and Trinity's like, I can't be fucked.
Well, Trinity wants to stay in the hotel and kind of hang out and rest, and Ariane wants to go out and hit the town.
Right. Fashion's all about looking cute.
And basically, Ariane is trying to update Trinity's wardrobe.
Naomi's a diva, Trinity's not.
No, she's not. She's totally not, you can tell. She's such a tomboy, and it's awesome.
What the hell was... I don't understand. Okay, whatever.
I think that's girl for no.
Yeah. You girls have a weird language. Hey, we're in Calgary.
Yeah.
Alberta, Canada.
Dramatic pause.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody look for Tim Stein. He should be papering the lot.
He probably was. Oh, we get the behind the scenes of filming for the app. This should be interesting.
And they're looking at the script, and oh my god, Trinity, honey, no. Honey, no. The eyeshadow and the lipstick, no. No. That's a fail.
Girl, bye.
And we get to meet Colin, who's apparently a director.
Mm-hmm. We're going to our Nana's house for the weekend.
That'll be fun. We get to meet the Bella Nana.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nana Bella.
Nana Bella, and, you know...
Oh, they're going to visit their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki doesn't want to go.
Nikki's not happy about it at all. She has issues with her father because of addiction.
Addiction and divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the Funkadactyls are trying to convince her to go see him and she doesn't want to do it. And, you know, more power to it.
Right.
And I love Natty's dress and she's getting whistled at.
It's her birthday, it's Monday Night Raw, her hometown. Nothing can go wrong, right? Nothing.
Except, you know, I think she had a job in her hometown on her birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Oh, God, there's the leotard with Caitlyn. Oh, jeez. I remember that. I remember this match.
Mm-hmm. The Bellas taught Natty how to be a diva. And she taught him how to wrestle. Oh, yeah, that outfit. Yeah, that was not a good outfit for Caitlyn.
No, that was not a good outfit for Caitlyn. Did nothing for her.
No, and Natty loses in her hometown on her birthday. What a shock.
Boo! Fail! At least there's cake.
At least there's cake, yes. Nothing. Can't be sad when there's cake.
No, cake makes everything better, don't you know this?
It does. And that's where the Bellas actually did sing happy birthday to Natty. Kind of, sort of.
Mocking. Mm-hmm. Mockingly.
Yes, and now we're in a hotel with Natty and TJ.
Okay, and now they're going to throw each other down on the bed, and, well, we're going... Yeah.
They're wrestling with each other on the bed at the moment.
That's the most interesting foreplay I think I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
Moon killed.
Yep, and it's Mommy.
Like, Natty's ready to go when his mother calls, and, yeah. Mood
that's kind
killed.
Of always... Isn't that how it kind of always works?
Mm-hmm. Natty's not happy at all.
Ooh! Ooh!
TJ's saying, yeah, we'll stay with you, and Natty's like... TJ can't say no to his mother.
What guy can?
No, you really can't. No one really can say no to their mother.
So the engaged couple is going to spend her birthday apart as he goes to stay with his...
Mother.
His mother, and she's staying in the hotel.
Right. Oh, this... This is going to get interesting between the Funkadactyls as we head into our first break of the show.
So what have we learned from this?
TJ Wilson is a mama's boy.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But that's what we clearly learned, and that Natty and TJ have some interesting foreplay before they get busy.
Kind of makes you wonder who else is interested in foreplay like that.
Makes you wonder.
Is that all wrestlers, or is that just those two, or just like, you know, Canadian wrestlers, or... Quick, somebody call Johnny Devine. We need a survey.
Well, you we've seen what Johnny Devine wears to the ring, so you probably, you know... Anyway.
I don't know. I think Johnny's into a whole different kind of foreplay based on what he wears to the ring, but we'll try to keep this as PG as possible.
Really?
You know,
we're going to really keep this PG, really?
Well, we're going to try.
But yeah, so that's what we've learned so far. And Nikki doesn't have a relationship with her father. And we're going to see more of that, most likely, as it seems that they're going to be in the same area, and they may meet up with the father. And the Funkadactyls are going to have some issues between one another. That's what we sort of learned so far.
Well, AJ kind of spoiled it on Raw. I mean, she totally should have done, you know, the spoiler alert kind of thing, because, you know, some people had watched it.
Yeah, I know, right? But, you know. Oh, no. What the hell are they showing now?
Oh, God. We're getting a commercial for celebrity bikinis. Because, you know, that's totally what we need a TV show about, is celebrity bikinis.
Not just celebrity bikinis, the attack of the celebrity bikinis.
Oh, God. Is that going to be as bad as Sharknado?
Mm-hmm. It might be. Hey, and we're back, and we're out with a night with the Funkadactyls and their boyfriends. They're going to some boutique opening, and there's a red carpet for a boutique opening. Gotta work that red carpet. Gotta work it.
basically Trinity's not feeling it. And, you know, again, nothing wrong with that.
But Ariana's totally eating up the camera.
So wait, it's a clothing store. Yeah. They're going to the opening of a clothing store. Oh my god, that is obscene. And there's paparazzi there.
Yeah.
And she's got her fake boobs in.
Mm-hmm. And who has a red carpet for a clothing store opening?
I don't know, but we're back at John's house, and oh, he has scented candles!
Uh-oh.
Oh my god! You idiot! That's Stalin!
She's trying
it's
to look...
It's Churchill, FDR, and Stalin at Yalta! You dits! And it's an outtake picture, too! Although I love the chandelier. And now John's trying to convince her to go, you know, talk to her dad. In his conservative black turtleneck.
Mm-hmm. See, we did report months ago that John Cena was learning Chinese, and well, there you go.
And now he's trying to teach her Chinese.
And she's not getting any of it.
Rosetta Stone, honey. Rosetta Stone. And now they're breaking out the wine. Everybody take a shot. They're breaking out the wine.
Mm-hmm. And she wants to learn dirty words. Not just red wine. And now the dad question comes up.
And now he's trying to convince her to speak to him.
Mm-hmm. He's basically saying, when do you break down the wall for and the grudge? He's like, you guys sit down, hash out your problems. He's being the encouraging boyfriend.
He's being supportive.
Mm-hmm. It's the right move to do.
Exactly. And he has two wine fridges.
Yes, he does.
He has two wine fridges in their kitchen. I mean, come on, how much wine do they drink? I'm starting to kind of wonder if they have a problem.
I think they have a problem. And now we're back in Calgary with TJ's mom, Natty, and TJ.
I seriously am waiting for Tim to show up.
Uh-huh. Waiting to see a Canadian All-Pro flyer fly around.
Awesome reaction from Maddie. It's fantastic. I love that. Having lunch with TJ, dramatic pause, and his lovely mother.
Not just the mother, now the sister, and yeah, Maddie's not feeling this at all.
And basically Maddie's, you know, trying to justify, you know, why she doesn't see anybody.
Right.
When she comes to Calgary.
He has hot chocolate with one marshmallow. And now the sister brings up, you guys have to have kids.
Yeah, basically the sister's like, you just need to start popping out kids already.
And Natty's like, just don't say a word. Just shut your mouth.
No, honey, no. No, you are not the most special woman in his life. You come second to his mother. Any girlfriend knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Any girlfriend knows that. You come second to mommy.
Right. And the sister brought up, you should take premarital counseling. They're like, no, we don't need to, no.
Who takes premarital counseling? What is premarital counseling? I thought you only went to counseling when you, like, you know... Like, when you have problems.
When you have problems, and yeah, so with problems. And now the Bellas are working out so hard.
Those are what, maybe...
10 pounds, 15.
Yeah. And Nikki and Brie, Nikki's asked Brie to go with her to make up with her father.
Mm-hmm. Brie wants them to put the past in the past and just move on from it and have a nice sit-down conversation.
And that's totally awesome. I mean, she's being the support. Everybody's supporting her in this decision, which is great.
Right.
And now we get the Funkadactyls.
They're working on a new dance routine. They need to spunk it up. Well, you can see Trinity knows what she's doing. And Ariane's like,
That was kind of impressive.
It was very impressive. And Ariane's like, I don't know how to do any of that.
I don't...
And now Ariane is now, you know, working the camera.
Her hair is two-toned.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, do your roots. They're having issues. They're having problems.
Ariane wants to sex it up and... Trinity wants to dance. That's pretty much what's going on right here. And they're having issues about it.
And pretty much, Ariane wants it to be all about the sex, and Trinity wants it to be all about the dancing.
Mm-hmm. And they're going go-kart racing during this episode.
And apparently we just got a glimpse of the crush, too. Oh, look, and there were the other two. They just popped up again.
Uh-oh, the Bells are going to get it. Not the Bells, the Funkadactyls are going to get into it.
Wait.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Does Kelly Osbourne qualify to be on the Fashion Police?
Apparently. She's been on it for a while.
Good God, did Joan Rivers get more plastic surgery?
Probably.
I mean, it's not even natural looking anymore. It's like beyond even plastic looking.
Anyway, so
her nose is like just...
From that last segment.
Looks like it's carved out of cottage cheese or something.
Again, I ask, what do we learn about the last segment of the show?
Drama. Much drama.
Lots and lots of, lots of family drama. Good and bad. And the Funkadactyls are going to have some issues where they just can't get along. But yeah, we're going to get into a serious moment, it seems like, between Nikki and her father. So that should be interesting. And it looks like... someone's about to hit on Natty by the teaser going to break.
I was going to say, one of the teasers was, well, somebody wants to bring their love for Natty out into the open and, well, be more than friends, even though Natty's engaged, so...
Yeah, somewhere, it looks like, just by the teaser in that little segment right as we went to break, yeah, it looks like this dude named Jared is going to put the moves on Natty, it seems.
Will she be responsive, or will she, you know, say thank you, but no thank you?
I guess we're going to have to wait and find out. It seems that way. At least another couple minutes as we wait for the break to be over. So yeah, there was.
Because I totally play kickball with an iced coffee in my hand.
Wait, what?
Okay, now? McDonald's. Okay.
See, I don't have the McDonald's commercial. I have some other commercial.
Now I have a local commercial for hoops vision, basic LASIK surgery.
Ah. I have a Men's Warehouse commercial. So yeah, you can tell the differences in commercials. So yeah. And we're back. And we're in...
Brawley. So now we get to meet Daddy and Annabella.
And we meet Nanabella right now.
Aww. And she's cute! Brother's cute, too. Brother's really cute. Wait. Did she just say, you know, she's my inspiration for always being a lady?
Mm-hmm.
Did she really just say that?
Yeah, she said that is exactly what she said, yes.
Okay.
And now we're learning about their grandfather's death 6 years ago.
Aww.
And now they're talking about a compost toilet.
You don't put your own waste on your vegetables.
And now she wants Brian to talk to Nana about it all. I want to see that conversation.
Yeah, I want that conversation now. Dana O'Brien with the Bella's Nana. That would be amazing.
And Natty wants to now enjoy herself on her birthday week, and now she's going tanning as she meets her friend Jared, who owns or works at this tanning salon.
I think he owns it. God, he looks like TJ. Like, look at him. He looks like TJ who in his, like, 40s.
Yeah. She, you know. Oh, Jared also trained her somewhat. Because he has an amateur wrestling background. And he's now being a little flirty with,
Just a little?
Mm-hmm. And now she's in a bikini in front of him. So he was being a little flirty, now he's tanning her up.
I've heard of spray tanning, but this is taking it, like, to a whole new level.
This is a personal spray tan.
Wait, did he just grab her ass?
I think so, yeah. That's a personal treatment for a tan. I don't think he does that for every client.
Probably not.
And now we're in Brawley, California.
They're going to visit the grandpa.
Yeah, that is a grave site.
Seriously?
This is a really touching moment.
Nothing
we can really make fun of.
Yeah, this is, they're basically at the grave talking about what he would have thought, you know, had he still been alive. And
right, because they joined WWE after he passed away.
And they talk about what a wonderful influence he is on it. He was on their lives, which right. Is a really beautiful moment.
It is. It's a really nice moment. And Nikki is sad that her grandfather couldn't meet John Cena.
As he's the first amazing man in her life.
Mm-hmm. So that was a real touching moment. Now back to Calgary.
Yeah, now back to Calgary. Dry your tears. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's like the most romantic happy birthday ever.
I know, right?
If you have to prompt your fiancé to say, you know, happy birthday, I'll meet you down here.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
So instead of going out to a romantic dinner, she's taking her to her sister's or mother's house and for dinner.
The sisters.
The sisters for dinner. She was making dinner. Nat is going back up to her room. She's pissed at TJ.
Natty, no, not the Nancy Grace. No. No. Oh.
Natty likes herself some Nancy Grace, apparently.
So apparently she bought this dress, this really pretty dress, and, you know, bought him a suit specifically for that night because they were going to go out and have a nice dinner, and instead they're going to the sisters to have dinner, and Natty just is having none of it.
None of it. And now we have the Funkadactyls and JoJo and Eva Marie going go-kart racing. And now they're all saying, you know, I'm going to be number one. I'm going to be number one. We're going to stand on top of the podium. Ariane says she wins everything, and if she doesn't, she'll have a boo-boo face. A boo-boo face.
Wow, okay then. And now we have a little competition.
And the race is on.
Who's gonna win? And well, Arion wins.
Trinity came in last. JoJo came in third.
And they get little medals.
Eva Marie came in second
And wow, Arion, wow, girl, have some class.
Wow.
Uh-oh, here we go. And Arion's kind of being a little bit of a bee, and, mm-hmm. Well, Trinity's having none of it, and we're about to get in some, shenanigans.
Like, Ariane is a total bad winner.
She really kind of is. She's really kind of a jerk. Mm-hmm. And, like, Eva and JoJo are just, like, awkward.
And now they're having words. Oh, they're really getting into it.
Oh hell!
We got two.
Here
black...
we go.
This is a black girl fight. We're done. I'm over it. Whatever. And now we got the hand clapping. Back somewhere. What the? You got no? You don't speak English correctly. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, and everybody else is like, it's awkward. Oh, we got a push. We got another push. They're up in each other's faces.
They just got up into each other's Kool-Aid. Oh.
Oh, my. Well, looks like Natty's going to get her romantic dinner.
After all.
But it might not be with TJ. So what did we learn from this?
Oh, we learned that Natty wants to do stuff special for her birthday, and the Funkadactyls, that they're Ariane is a poor winner.
A very poor winner.
And Trinity was having none of it, like, none of it at all. And then Aaron just went off at the mouth, and yeah. They got into a nice little shoving match. Yep, this is going to get really interesting really quickly.
Yeah, it kind of is, especially since it looks like, well, coming up, they're going to get into it in front of management, which, you know, is always a positive.
That does wonders for your career. When you get up into it with management, yeah. That does complete wonders for your career. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. And we saw a real human side of the Bella Twins, so. Which was nice.
It's always nice to see those kinds of moments.
It is. So we got to see a nice touching moment where, you know, it's all about fun and, you know, having a good time. But yeah, tonight's show is a little bit has a serious tone to it with the Bellas, so. Or at least as of now, it has a serious tone about it. See how far along that lasts.
Yeah, we'll see how long the shenanigans last.
But yeah, it's getting interesting with the Funkadactyls. they're getting up in each other's Kool-Aid, so yeah.
For sure. For sure. By the way, is it wrong that I kind of want just the Trinity and John show, or just the Funkadactyls with John?
Why? Is that the show you want now?
I don't know why, but the three of them together are kind of awesome. Especially when I just can't get over last week's episode where they took him to the plastic surgeon.
Oh yeah, the plastic surgeon, the boobs, yeah. That, yeah.
That was amazing.
See, the one conversation we haven't told people is we had a very long conversation about what wrestler would do it and what wrestler wouldn't. So yeah, if you know a wrestler that you think would go right up and touch the boob, let us know.
Yeah, because, you know, we pretty much figured the majority of the roster would.
Mm-hmm. And we're back. We're back at the racetrack as they're going back into the argument as they shove one another. And they're like,
Don't be getting into it in front of kids.
Oh, she just
be a star.
Be a star, yeah. But she got put her hand right up in her face, yeah.
Arion, better be careful. I think between the two of them, Trinity could take her down.
Mm-hmm. The Funkadactyls are having issues. And here's Natty still in her dress. She's going out to dinner with... Not
Jarrett!
With not TJ, it's Jarrett.
Uh-oh.
So Jarrett made all these arrangements for a private dinner for the two of them.
A private romantic dinner for the two of them.
Mm-hmm. In the dress she bought for her birthday.
And he's in a black suit.
Mm-hmm. Natty's not happy with TJ at the moment. Now she's telling Jarrett all about the problems between the mother drama. And now Jarrett's questioning, is this what you want? Is this really what you want? And talk about there's choices involved. Oh.
Oh.
Jarrett doesn't want to see them get married. He just said he had feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
He's like...
And she just doesn't even know what to say. She's like, no idea.
Can we cut these cameras now? Like, yeah.
Awkward.
Awkward.
And now we're back in California, and the Bellas are going to see their father.
This is going to be interesting.
Where are they? Are they at like a apartment complex or a?
I don't know. Maybe a restaurant of some sort. There's the father, and JJ and Bree hug with the father, and Nikki's. Nikki did not.
Nikki's not happy.
No.
Nikki thought she was ready, and she's not.
She wants it back out, and we're back in to another quick break. That was really quick.
It was really quick.
Like they teased us a little bit of what's to come.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. They want to keep you interested, but yeah, what did we learn? Well, awkward. Awkward is the word of the day for this episode.
Yeah, that's awkward is a good way to put everything. You got family awkward,
Funkadactyl
awkward, and I don't know, Canadian awkward?
Yeah, Canadian awkward, like love interest awkward, like, and it's actually kind of interesting because I know, spoiler alert, Natty and TJ actually eloped, I think, before all this was filmed. Because if you look at last week's episode, he's wearing a wedding ring.
Right.
In last week's episode, so I'm kind of wondering where their elopement falls in this sequence, like if she's already married to him or not.
I don't think at this point. I think we've jumped back in time from last week. I think we've jumped backwards.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because this is Memorial Day week.
Right okay, now. Yeah, then we've jumped back in time.
We've jumped back in time a little bit. With Natty and TJ, because that was later on. That was in June or July, I believe.
Well, no, I thought they said that they had actually eloped. Like, the wedding for the show was not their actual wedding. Like, they actually had a real wedding where they eloped.
I don't know.
I think I remember reading that somewhere, that they had actually eloped before the show. And then that the wedding that's on Total Divas is just for the show.
I don't know how far. I don't know if they did it before the filming of the show. I don't think they started. I think they did it during the filming of the show.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not sure where this falls and whether she's actually married. Because I don't think they initially told anybody, obviously, that they were going to elope.
Yeah, I don't think this is. I think this is before they actually got married. Before they actually eloped and got married.
And we're back.
We're now with the family reunion. The Bellas and their father. And Nikki does give the hug.
Well done, Nikki. Very classy. Show the hug. It's an awkward hug, but it's a hug.
It was a hug nonetheless. She you know. She's trying.
Progress.
Nikki is now laying out all the problems, how he's a selfish man, and, you know.
And it all stems from, you know, the divorce and him being in and out of their lives, and it's a really difficult moment.
Yeah, she didn't have the relationship with the father she wanted. And now she's talking about how her grandfather took over the father figure role in her life, and that how he wanted the grandfather to walk her down the aisle.
Right.
You could tell Nikki's really hurt by what happened.
Oh, obviously.
The father is apologizing, and, you know, he's just apologizing repeatedly.
Basically, he's asking, what do we do to start over again? And we have a beautiful moment between father and daughter where the process is at least starting to heal the family.
Right. See, that last hug was a more genuine hug.
Yeah, she's still not...
Not,
she's still not in a good place, but at the same time,
open
she's
to it.
Better.
Yeah, she's open.
Saying that to him really helped her, and mm-hmm. You can tell. And now we're at Monday Night Raw.
This is the first meeting between the Funkadactyls since they blew up at each other.
Hey, look, it's an AJ reference.
AJ reference. Six-woman tag. Trinity doesn't want to work tonight. She doesn't want to work with Arion tonight.
Oh, good God, now they're getting into it in front of Danny Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And they kick Eva and JoJo out.
They want to break up because Trina doesn't want to deal with Arion anymore.
Oh my God!
This is not good.
Jake doesn't even know how to take it. Look at her face. She's like, "Holy crap!" And Mark's trying to get in between them. Dude, back up! Just back up. Oh, and now we're bringing Steph into this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
This is
a dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm. We're in the midst of girl fight right now.
In front of their bosses. And Arion storms off, and now she's, you know, talking to the other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, Maddie Chase! Maddie's like, Steph's involved?
You know, she's top lady.
And she's like, that's not
good.
Good. Oh God, and now they're gonna bring the fight up to Steph. Oh my God, oh my hell. And we got a commercial, why?
Because, you know. You gotta tease us. He's bringing a new show. What the hell is this new show crap now?
I don't want to know. Another celebrity wedding that's going to probably end in like 6 months.
Who are these people? I don't know. I don't want to know. Eric and Jesse, who are the hell they are. Anyway. So yeah, we had a touching moment with the Bellas, and you can see there's going to be progress made, hopefully, between Nikki and her father at some point. And the Funkadactyls are not in a good place right now.
And Steph's involved.
Yes, they're bringing Stephanie McMahon into it, and when you bring Steph involved... Things never work out so well. Because basically, Trinity wanted to break up the Funkadactyls tonight. It's basically what happened.
Which, you know, it kind of makes you wonder if this is how real this is versus how staged it is. Because in reality, if she said, okay, well, we want to break up. And number one, if there had been a public scuffle like that, I'm surprised we didn't hear more about that.
Right, because it's probably staged, but at the same time, it's like, incidents can be staged, but feelings can be real.
Oh yeah, feelings can totally be real, but it's like if you had two wrestlers or two performers for the WWE get into it in public, into a shoving match in public, like they did, one, that would have gotten out, and two, there would have been, the company would have found out. Mm-hmm. Because that information, because there are witnesses to it, there are people there.
Right.
And so somebody would have leaked that to the dirt sheets or whatever, that would have gotten out. So it's, yeah, it kind of makes you wonder how staged the situation is, even if the feelings are real. And, I mean, I have little doubt them getting into it in front of Jane and Mark was a little bit more real and less staged.
It might have started out staged, but it got real really quick.
Yeah, it got real really fast.
Real talk, it got real.
Really?
I went there, yes.
Really?
I went there.
Bad producer. Bad, bad, bad producer.
And we're back. Oh, we got an inside look at the truck.
Cool!
And now it's the meeting with Steph.
Oh, God. I would be scared if I walked in the room and she was sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, Steph.
Steph wants to get them back on the same page together.
No, you don't! And now we bring the fight.
Yeah, bring up the shoving incident, yeah. Shoving is not acceptable. Steph said she does. She will not expect. She will not accept unprofessionalism between the two of them.
Because when they're in public, they're representatives of the company. Mm-hmm. That's 100% true. And
now they're going to give them a test to do singles, see what they can do in singles matches. So it's like, feel free to come to me anytime, and everyone knows it's hard to get a meeting with Steph on Mondays.
Yeah. It's like,
Trinity versus Trinity and Arianne are getting singles matches, once against Alicia.
Wait, was that Taker's jacket? Is that Taker's jacket in the background?
I don't know. No,
I don't think it is. No, that's Mrs. Jacket.
Okay. So now we're...
Ooh, Miss Sandra!
Yeah.
They need to stop pissing Miss Sandra off. Better, they need to give Miss Sandra her own damn show. And it's a cane! And a shield! Yay, we get more shield! I get more Dino. Fantastic.
And now for all the touching... Nikki and Brie are fawning over their man, and Nikki says she gets turned on watching John Cena wrestle.
Like a wildebeest? Did she really just say that?
Uh-huh. Now she's talking about wanting to bite John Cena's ass.
Okay, too much information! Too much information. I don't want to know what you two do. Really, seriously, do not need to know that.
Hey, there's a road dog signing. So we got Trinity versus Alicia Fox. Trinity versus Alicia Fox. Naomi versus Alicia Fox. From WWE Main Event.
I don't think I remember this match. Wow. Go, Trin! Go, Trin!
Nat is giving advice how that Trinity doesn't have the cardio to go singles.
Ooh, which is really sick. Ooh, that was a bad botch.
That was not good. And Ariane's smiling. Really? Really? She's watching her partner fail and she's smiling.
Well, what's really kind of sad is this is probably only, like, what, a 5 to 10 minute match?
I believe these were the matches taped specifically for this show.
Probably, yes. But still, their main events, they've only got to be, like, a what, 10 minutes?
No, I'm saying these weren't even on main event. These were filmed exclusively for the show, because I remember reading they filmed a couple matches for just Total Divas.
Right, I remember reading that, but it's the match length.
Yeah, not even 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes max, and she's getting winded?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, cardio. Cardio.
Well, when she's only in the ring 2 minutes, a minute at a stretch, yeah. You can see why she's now in there 5 times longer than she normally is.
But you shouldn't get winded after 5 minutes.
When you're not used to doing it?
I mean, they do more coming out to the ring than she's doing in the ring right now.
Yeah, but it's different when she's bumping around more than she, you know. If you think about a Funkadactyl match, how often do they happen?
Not very, I would admit. But still, she's the thing that kills me, though, is she works out with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the ring with the Uso, and he's teaching her moves. So you think she would have longer staying power if she's working out with him all the time.
But at the same time, it's not, you know, when they work out, it's not a constant move. It's probably, here's a move, take a break, move, take a break.
I don't know. I think eventually they're throwing stuff together.
Yeah, but they're not piecing together a match.
They need to work on that then.
It's something they need to work on, yes. But you could just tell. You could see she was not having the adrenaline. You know, the adrenaline wears off, and then you're winded. It's like, yeah. You could tell you could tell it happened to The Rock when he first came back.
Totally.
So it happens to the best of them, and you know, Trinity found the wrong time to be winded. Is basically the point we're trying to make now. And we went from touching to, well, not so touching with the... Well, sort of touching what the Bells want to do to the Cenas. Anyway, back to the ring.
I guarantee you, though, Trinity's match will be way better than Arion's.
Probably.
He's calling that shot right now.
Mm-hmm. Ariane, I was born ready.
Oh, God. She doesn't have the wrestling skills. Oh, God.
I like the randomly...
Oh, God!
I love how they, edit commentary into this one. Random Jerry Lawler and Cole commentaries. And now we have a powwow between the Funkadactyls. Oh, they're making up.
And now we have the heart-to-heart.
They're like, yeah, we can't work. We need to work with each other. We suck on our own.
Pretty much, yeah. But it's like you can even see the difference between the two just in the gear that they chose.
Mm-hmm. We have to fix our problems.
Couples counseling?
Mm-hmm. Paging Dr. Shelby.
No, he does anger management.
All right, yeah. Maybe that's couples counseling.
Do Brian and Kane count as couples counseling?
Hmm. They could use it.
Is this Twitter still active?
I think, maybe. We'll have to look at some point. Now let's talk back to Mark and Jane and tell them we're back on the same page.
And random WWE employee checking out the Divas.
And now we get JoJo in love with Justin Gabriel, and well, the Divas go to Vegas next week.
And one of the Bellas gets really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
And now the boyfriend gets drunk too. Oh, man. Next week, we're going to get some drunk antics in Vegas.
Shenanigans!
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait! So, on that note, we are all out of Total Divas this week, so we're going to wrap it up. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out next week's episode 6 review. Should be exciting.
It should be. As the preview goes, the WWE Divas and Superstars attend a bachelorette party in Las Vegas for Natty. At the same time, JoJo is warned by her friends about dating the much older Justin Gabriel.
Uh-oh. Chaos shall ensue. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas post-show, and we will see you next week. Bye!